Network News. I'm Corey Morris. Two more American soldiers are dead now in separate attacks in Iraq. Spokesman Major William Thurmond says one soldier was killed and two others wounded in the first attack last night.
At approximately 11:45 p.m. yesterday evening, one 4th Infantry Division soldier was killed, two were wounded, in a small arms attack against a tactical operations center approximately 40 kilometers east of the Iraqi village of Baqaba.
Later, another American soldier was killed and two more wounded when their vehicle hit a landmine near Baghdad Airport. The United States has introduced a draft UN resolution on Liberia, which U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte says will pave the way for any U.S. and UN deployment there.
The key point here is that we're now moving to adopt a resolution which would authorize the dispatch of a multinational force, starting initially with ECOWAS, units from ECOWAS, and specifically two battalions from Nigeria, and thereafter the eventual creation of a blue-helmeted UN peacekeeping force.
The draft resolution calls on Secretary General Kofi Annan to report to the Security Council by August 15th on a UN peacekeeping force and to then deploy the troops by October 1st. U.S. Envoy John Bolton is painting a bleak picture of the quality of life in North Korea. He made his comments speaking to the East Asia Institute in Seoul, South Korea.
For many in North Korea, life is a hellish nightmare. As reported by the State Department report on human rights, we believe that some 400,000 persons died in prison there since 1972, and that starvation and executions were common.
Bolton has been on a tour of the region trying to ratchet up pressure to get the North engaged in talks to stop developing nuclear weapons. Bolton also told his audience North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is mistaken, thinking his threats to develop nuclear weapons will soften U.S. and international pressure to stop him.
Hey, watch it!
Down in front!
Hey, we made it!
Yeah.
4 hours back-to-back Godzilla movies!
Wait!
Sorry. Did you see that cute girl on the end as we came in?
Oh, who could miss her?
So ask her out.
What?
No. Excuse me. My friend here wants to know if the girl on the aisle will go out with her. Pass it down.
Ask the girl over there if she wants to meet this loner. Pass it down.
Hey, that dude over there wants to meet the girl next to you when the flick's over.
Excuse me, miss? Is a guy down there who wants to know if you're an organ and tissue donor?
Yes, of course.
Are you an organ and tissue donor? It's a simple but important question. Talk to your family today. Make sure they know your decision so there'll be no question later.
Hey, buddy. She said yeah. Oh, hey, buddy. Me too.
What?
Share your life. Share your decision. Call 1-800-355-SHARE for a free brochure. 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coalition on Donation.
The nation's first-time unemployment claims dropped last week by about 3,000. The new figures show the weekly jobless claims are now at their lowest level since February. That data also reflects the third consecutive week of declines for first-time claims. Secretary of State Colin Powell is set to meet today with representatives from 25 countries for the Earth Observation Summit in Washington, D.C. Officials say the meeting is intended to find a way to link sensors probing the air, land, and water around the world so scientists can get a big-picture look at climate conditions around the globe.
I have a question for the men out there. What do you think your odds are of developing prostate problems? 1 in 1,000? 1 in 300? Actually, my doctor told me they're 1 in 3. But you can help beat those odds with One A Day Men's Health Formula. One A Day Men's is a complete multivitamin with 21 nutrients plus lycopene, which Harvard studies have linked to prostate health. So now that you know your risk, help beat the odds. Take One A Day Men's Health, the multivitamin with more for your health.
Police say a woman claiming to be the abducted daughter of an Indiana family played a cruel hoax on them. An arrest warrant has been issued now for 35-year-old Donna Walker of Topeka, Kansas. Boone County, Indiana prosecutor Todd Meyer says he won't go soft in Walker's prosecution.
I'm kind of in a holding pattern as the prosecutor. I've filed the charges, and now we're hunting down a fugitive, and once we get her, which we will, we'll bring her to court and put her behind bars.
Authorities say Walker called the Sherrill family claiming she was their kidnapped daughter, Shannon Marie Sherrill. Shannon was abducted near her home 17 years ago when she was just 6. State police say authorities approached information from Walker as if her story were true, but as more information was gathered, the facts just didn't add up. And a Minnesota woman accused of throwing her 2 baby boys into the Mississippi River to drown is now in a mental hospital. A judge in St. Paul committed Naomi Gaines for evaluation after finding she is mentally ill and dangerous. One of the 14-month-old twins died. Gaines is now charged with second-degree murder and attempted murder. I'm Corey Morris. This is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Calling for a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, here's Tom Hartman.
Tom is out, and he is not here today, and he has been kind enough to ask me to fill in and take his place. And I, Ski Anderson, will do my best to pull it off and make the program informative, entertaining, you've got a responsibility in all this, too. It's up to you to be a part of the program and add to it as you see fit and necessary, because let's be honest, I'm just a talk show host. I can only look at, see, digest, interpret, and spout out back to the listening audience as much as one man can do. Those of you in the audience who are into this thing, and I mean this political lifestyle, the people who are paying attention to what's going on in the world, are all over places on the internet and other websites and books and magazines and things to read. And because of all those varying differences of opinions and interests and the things that appeal to you that maybe not so appeal to the others, for you to share that with us today and disseminate this information and get this out there and find out what's going on within the world and expose these liars and hypocrites for exactly what they are and more, well, you can take pride in knowing that you're part of the team that's doing that. And that's part of the benefits, one of the lovely things about Al Gore's internet. So please feel free, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937 is the number for you to call and be a part of the Tom Hartman program today with me, Ski Anderson, filling in. I thought it was interesting, the Bush press conference yesterday. I mean, we might as well start with that. Because usually, don't we get some kind of notice that the president is going to have a press conference? Maybe I was just all checked out and missed the 12-hour news cycle where they announced where he was going to have a press conference. Or was this something that they just threw together and, well, you know, the president's got an extra hour to kill. We had the softball game on the White House lawn the other day, and, we have no ambassadors, no prime ministers. He's already got his high score on the video golf. Let's see, well, we could spend some time. We could have a press conference. You know, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Hey, call Carl. See if he wants to let GW out and have a press conference. And I was fortunate enough to hear some of this on the radio because that's the only way to watch one of the press conferences. You should listen to it on the radio first because traditionally your gut instinct on the way the president has that funny smirking chimp look on his face when he answers these questions. It's much better to imagine it in your mind and then go back and maybe view it if you've got a tape of it, if you're smart enough to tape a presidential press conference. Or lucky enough, maybe, let's say. Not smart enough, but lucky enough. Woo, boy, that sounds like fun. Or I go back to C-SPAN.org or one of the other websites where you can watch it in real time. But listening to it yesterday on the radio, this guy really doesn't have a firm grasp of where he's going and what he's doing. It's all sound bites. It's all, hey, don't worry, Dick and Carl and Paul and L. Paul Bremer and all these other guys have it all taken care of. Here's all you need to know, sir. Just read these cards and head on out there. At least with Bill Clinton, you knew when he got up there to speak, he was going to be able to phonate complete sentences with multiple syllabic words. I can't even say it myself. And he would be able to at least engage the questioners in dialogue. And he would be able to talk about facts and details and statistics and what it all means and why it's important. And these are the numbers why. These are the numbers of people who are directly affected by this. This is why we're doing this. This is why it's important that the percentage on this tax cut be that we're going out and fight terrorism because we're bad. Oh, my goodness. So yesterday he's sitting here denying the claim that he oversold the case for war. This is from the New York Times, if I remember correctly. Yes, it is New York Times. Richard W. Stevenson wrote the article. President Bush rejected criticism that he had exaggerated the urgency of going to war with Iraq and said American forces were on the hunt for Saddam. You know what? That's fantastic. But at this point in time, who cares? Because it's all wrong. Not all wrong as the statement being all wrong, but the whole situation is all wrong. He's rejected criticism. Big deal. He still went against Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution that said any treaty we sign on is one that we will abide by. And we're part of the U.N. And they never gave us permission to go in. It's an illegal act. We're occupying a sovereign nation. We're on the hunt. You know, you shouldn't have gone on the USS Abraham Lincoln on May 1st under that big mission accomplished banner before you got Saddam. Your mission is not accomplished, sir. You didn't finish. You never really started. And nowhere in the press conference yesterday that I heard, and I didn't get to hear all of it, so maybe if you were one of the ones who spent time with the president's press conference yesterday. Did the words depleted uranium get mentioned anywhere? I mentioned this on the program that I host Sunday on WLS in Chicago. We just talked briefly about one of the professors from the University of Champaign in Illinois. And he just basically stating that, you know, these depleted uranium shells are going to be emitting radiation for eternity, basically, that for as long as you or I or anyone else who would be of a human life form that would only live possibly to 100 years max, it's going to be an eternity. It will be there for the rest of our existence and beyond. Depleted uranium in all these shells that we're dropping in there. And the fact that a lot of those shells that we fired over there, well, a lot of them landed in civilian areas. So now all the civilians, too, not only the military people, but the civilians. And really, does radiation distinguish whether you've got a uniform on and you're carrying a Kalashnikov or if you're carrying a bag of laundry down a dusty, dirty road? I don't think so. So all this depleted uranium dust and shell fragments and whatever is just oozing in to the bloodstreams of these people, through the ground where crops may be growing, or through the water that they may be drinking or bathing in, through the air that they're breathing and the dust that may be floating around. And while we're talking about it, let's not forget we still have 140-some thousand troops over there. I don't know exactly how many are in the direct vicinity of all the shells that have been dropped, but you can't tell me that somehow this depleted uranium can tell between an Iraqi military person and a U.S. military person and an Iraqi civilian, and it only attacks the Iraqis. We're going to have a whole nother wave of Gulf War syndrome in about 2 or 3 years. And I'm sorry to have to predict that right now, but it's going to happen. And people are going to wonder, well, how did this happen? You know, this happened after the first Gulf War, too. Geez, that's not good. I wonder what happened. Cancer rates in Basra are up to 30%. Normally, before the Gulf War, they were at about 0.25%, if my numbers are accurate. Now they're up to 30%. What happened between then and now? Oh, that's right. We dropped a couple million tons of depleted uranium shells on that city. And then there are certain conservatives or people on the right side of the agenda who actually claim, well, they're better off today than they were before we went in. Okay. Would you rather live under a totalitarian dictator who you could at least keep an eye on and you knew where the evil was coming from? Because you could see it, because it was human? Or do you want to live somewhere where you have no food, no water, no real sense of community or home because you've been bombed to smithereens, and now you've got this silent ticking time bomb that's floating around in your neighborhood that could strike you at any time, and next thing you know, your liver, your insides, your brain, your intestines, who knows where the cancer may start? Oh, yeah. Much better off than you were before the war. Much better off. Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. Again, we'll get back to the focus here of where I wanted to start with this and then got off on my little soapbox. Feel free. Plenty of room on the soapbox for you this afternoon as well. We've got 3 hours to fill. Don't make me do it all myself. I'm telling you, you don't want that. You don't want that. The president yesterday in his first full-scale news conference in nearly 5 months. Why is that? Why is it that he only has these press conferences once every 5 months? And why is it that he's got this little rotation here of how he's going to talk to the reporters, and they all ask these mamby-pamby softball, 16-inch softball. We're not even talking 10-inch softball questions. We're talking 16-inch softball questions. When I was on vacation a few weeks ago, I was in Michigan, and for some reason, at 2 in the morning, I was awake watching Tony Blair on C-SPAN sitting around this giant U-shaped table with all the ministers from the various ministers from the English government, from the British government. I mean, they had the minister of this, the minister of defense, the minister of commerce, and they're all sitting around the table. Tony's sitting there, he's got his jacket off, and he's just, you know, looking like he's going to any other meeting that he'd be going to. And it's being broadcast, you know, to the world on C-SPAN or to the other four people who are watching it like I am. 2 a.m. in the middle of June, and, Okay, so maybe I was the only one watching that night. But they were just super critical of, well, Mr. Prime Minister, do you think that the American, the people of Britain are firmly believe that what you're doing here, blah, 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 blah? I mean, they were unrelenting. And it wasn't one of these press conferences where you can say, well, you know, I take full responsibility for everything I say. And then, you know, move on to the next questioner because you've got it all charted out on a little graph in front of you because Carl told you what order to take the questions in. Let's get this guy out there about once every 30 days to answer some of this stuff. Sit down in a nice big round table with the various chairmen and the various committee members and just get down into a no-holds bar, roll up the sleeve, let's talk about what's really going on. That would be the way to go. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. We're off. We're running. Ski Anderson in for Tom Hartman. Be part of the program, won't you? 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Hey, mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Prepare to be astonished!
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Did you know that you can get the best of Progressive Talk Radio on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145?
Oh, really?
Well, that's remarkable.
Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145 is loaded with political talk radio from the other side.
Hurrah!
Kick it off your morning with Doug Steffens' Good Day from 5 a.m. till noon Eastern Time, followed by the Tom Hartman Show from noon to 3 p.m. Then get different perspectives from different show hosts on Radio Free Speed Zone from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera then takes the reins from 5 p.m. till 7, followed by All American Talk Radio from 7 p.m. till 9. Then get ready to fire up your night with the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, all live Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145, powered by the only progressive talk radio network, i.e. America Radio Network.
So what do you want, a medal?
Well, isn't that special?
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Ooh, yeah.
Steve Anderson in for Tom Hartman. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. Going off on a little bit of a tangent and a tirade here, but hey, that's what this is all about, right? This is radio. We're supposed to do that. A little bit of venting. A little road rage on the radio here, so you don't take it out or have somebody else take it out on you on the roads. Let's go to Jamie in Georgia. Jamie, you're on the Tom Hartman Program with Ski Anderson today.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for the call.
Good, good. Yeah, I just want to make a couple of comments about the press conference yesterday. Well, just maybe address a couple of your questions. I think the reason he doesn't have a lot of press conferences is that he's just stupid and he's just afraid to get up in front of people. He can't really talk.
Well, it says in the article here by Mr. Stevenson that he doesn't think that it's a good way of communicating with the public.
Oh.
Because those pesky reporters ask me all those questions that I don't really have answers for.
Yeah.
And then I stand there and I bite my lip and I get that look on my face like I'm trying to pass something, although I'm not supposed
right.
to be passing something while I'm standing there. And then everybody goes, geez, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah, I think he's probably more comfortable in a pulpit than in front of the press conference because, you know, those folks have already swallowed, you know, the whole lie and everything. But
yeah.
another point I wanted to make to you
sure.
is something I read in the Times yesterday. Well, it was on New York Times Online. It was an interesting point. It was one of Bush's cronies in the Senate. I believe it was, I don't know which senator it was, some right-wing crazed senator was.
Well, that narrows it down.
Was talking about gay marriage and that, you know, marriage should really just be reserved for, obviously, procreation, and that's what it was designed for. And then in the Times, they kind of pointed out, well, this guy's on his third marriage. He's close to 60 years old. Is he going to be procreating? You know, well, how can he be allowed to get married under that kind of scheme, you know?
Well, how exactly? And this happened the last time the big hullabaloo and hoopla came up about gay marriage. Remember when we had the Defense of Marriage Act?
Yeah.
We had to get that rammed through the House because we needed to, oh, it's about a man and a woman and it's
right.
a sanctity and we can't have those gay people doing that because if they're doing all the same stuff we are, then what's the use of being heterosexual? Or whatever their justification was. But as you say, Bob Barr.
Yeah.
Three marriages. Newt Gingrich has three. Bob Dole's had two.
Right,
I mean,
right.
we could go down the list of
so
these guys.
Second, like, you know, second, third marriages. Are they getting married just for procreation? That's what it was designed for, right? Interesting. Another thing, just and then I'll let you go, is
okay.
Is if you're ever watching TV and you see Bush going up Air Force One on the steps, his legs are too short, and he has to, like, swing his butt to, like, get... up each step, and his coat's coming apart in the back, and then he kind of turns around. And he's kind of usually flustered because it's kind of been hard to get up there, and he'll kind of wave real quick and, you know, scoot off.
And then he pulls a wedgie just out of his own. Yeah, okay.
All right, now.
Jamie, I will have to look for that next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
You know, it used to be during the Ford administration, we'd all sit there and take bets on, I wonder if he's going to fall down on his way up the stairs or down the stairs today, and now... We get to worry about if the president's going to be able to make it up
legs.
The stairs.
He's got these short little legs, and he can't make it up the steps. The steps must be, you know, higher, a little bit taller. Maybe they were built for Bill.
All right, Jamie, thank
Take
you.
Take care now.
It's a 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. You know, I've never noticed that when the president's been walking up the stairs there on Air Force One, but I will have to check that out. I mean, it would be the only fair and just thing to do now that it's been pointed out to me. And now there's a reason for you to watch it as well, to find out if Jamie's telling the truth. If it does, that in fact look like a small child trying to climb up the stairs. This press conference that we're discussing here about the president yesterday, it was thrown together at the last minute. See, this is the thing that I love. Well, you know, they're not really good for communicating with the American people. Well, you know why they're not good for communicating with the American people? Because you never give us more than about 4 hours' notice that one's coming so we can prepare to listen to you so you can communicate with us. If you just show up in somebody's living room and expect them to pay attention to you, give me a break. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman.
What does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements, and what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. A new report paints a gloomy picture of the future of high-tech jobs in the U.S. The world's largest high-tech consulting firm, Gartner Incorporated, predicts one out of every 10 IT jobs in the U.S. could shift overseas by the end of next year.
Every single day, corporate America is behind closed doors trying to find ways to sell off America's best-paying, highest-skilled workforce to the lowest bidder.
Marcus Courtney is president of WashTech, a subsidiary of the Communications Workers of America in Washington State. He says his union has increased its membership by 700% since beginning a campaign to expose offshore outsourcing earlier in the year.
Another huge casualty for the U.S. textile industry as North Carolina-based Pillowtex declares bankruptcy, closes 16 plants in the U.S. and Canada, and lays off 6,450 workers effective immediately. It's the second time in 3 years the linen makers gone bankrupt. This time the company says it's down and out for good.
1 year after their peaceful occupation of Chevron, Texaco, and Shell oil terminals in the Niger Delta, Nigerian women protesters are at it again. 80 women relatives of Shell employees stormed and occupied a pipeline station last week. The women are demanding jobs for their sons and spouses and microcredit loans from Shell, as well as greater infrastructure development in the oil-rich but impoverished Niger Delta.
The world's largest copper mine in Escondida, Chile, may shut down come Saturday if the miners there don't get a new contract. The latest offer from the world's largest mining company, Australia-based BHP Billiton, contains only a 1.5% wage increase and keeps health and housing benefits at sub-average industry levels. The miners want benefit parity and a 3% pay hike. The company says it has no plans to improve its offer.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have 2 chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. I know I'm not Tom. Well, it's no reason to run and hide from me or to think,
geez, I don't know about this guy.
It's all good, I promise. It's all good. We're just discussing briefly here. I wanted to start in on this, the president's press conference yesterday, the fact that he's only had 9 of these here so far in the first little run-up of his administration. And so he was kind of bullied into it, I guess. Some reporter, Bill Plant of CBS News, bellowed request directed at the president by Bill Plant of CBS News when he was in the Rose Garden with Ariel Sharon.
Mr. President, when will we have a press conference?
Yeah, okay. So they throw one together real quick and they come up with a whole bunch of nothing. But it's amazing how much nothing is here and how nobody really cares. I mean, the basic part of the news here, I mean, these things that he says, he talks about Condoleezza Rice and the fact that, you know what, she should have known that statement, those 16 words were inaccurate. But she didn't tell you. So what's the deal? And then Dr. Condoleezza Rice is an honest, fabulous person. And America's lucky to have her service, period. And then we all just go, oh, yeah, you know, he's right. She is fabulous, just fabulous. Oh, she's just fabulous. I just love her. She's fabulous.
She's a liar. She's a prevaricator. And she's fabulous.
Somehow that's supposed to be okay. Give me a break. Give me a break. You know what it is? Nobody ever gets pushed out of George W.'s administration, because you know what happens? The minute one guy or two guys or three guys go, all of a sudden then that cloud starts hanging over, like, oh, geez, look, those guys are leaving because they're under the heat because they've done something wrong. So what happens is, if you get in on GW's team, you don't even have to worry about getting fired. Even if you get caught doing the boss's dirty work, selling America short so your big oil company buddies and your oil supply company buddies and the oil services company buddies all get their cut of everything in this war, and we throw a couple hundred bucks to the peasants. We'll just throw them a couple hundred bucks. What the heck? It's not going to be anything. When I get 40,000 and they get 400, hey, it's even. What the hell? But as long as nobody leaves, then there's no appearance of wrongdoing going on in the administration because everybody's still there. And the media is just too stupid, I think, to pick up on the fact that you can still be a lying, cheating, conniving, no good, dirty, rotten, doing it all for the wrong reasons kind of person and still be in the administration. But they haven't really caught on to that yet.
Well, you know, if they were really under fire, then they would probably be asked to resign.
No, not in this administration. That's part of the beauty of it. You don't. You just stay there. And by staying there, then evidently she's not doing anything wrong. I'm sorry. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. I'm Ski Anderson. Tom Hartman is off today. And Tim is on the line in Hartford, Connecticut. Tim, thanks for giving the Tom Hartman program a call today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks. You know, when I was waiting on the phone, I was just kind of curious. Yeah, someone who thinks that, you know, Bush should be impeached, the tone of this conversation today is kind of appalling. I'll tell you, you know, starting off with the chimp remarks and the whether he's constipated and all this sort of stuff, I think just kind of diminishes the fact of the serious issues that are out there as far as this man is concerned. I found it rather amusing, of all things, to compare his press conferences to Bill Clinton's. I mean, we know what Bill Clinton did when he got up in those press conferences. Half the time he lied, too, about Monica and everything else. He stuck his finger in our face. So isn't the fact that a lot of people just don't care what our national leaders are saying? They're tuned out of the process. I mean, I think that they just think that these people, you know, are just playing partisan one side, gotcha, back and forth, and they have almost no interest in what the average person really, really wants and really needs.
Well, and the problem with that is that the media is not asking the hard questions and holding their feet to the fire and making sure they get an answer. I think there is a decided difference between the two, between the last President Clinton and this one, in how these press conferences are handled. Now, you can sit there and you can talk about, well, he lied to us too, and he lied to us too. Well, you know what? These guys have been lying to us since George Washington. I'm sure he didn't tell the truth in all his press conferences. And this idea that, well, he lied and he lied, so why?
No, I don't mean to take it back and forth. I mean, you know, that certainly was, you know, one element of it, and certainly, you know, bombing aspirin factories and all the rest of that sort of stuff that the Clinton administration and their scandals were involved with, are just, you know, really no comparison. Even the Southern accent stuff is just, you know, perhaps people think that's fun. You know, coming from the South, I mean, it kind of rolls off my back as far as, you know, that kind of pettiness and all that sort of stuff. But the real issues about the war, the consequences and the cost, long-term, seem to be lost in the shuffle if we were concentrating on the funny kind of comical aspect instead of the crucial issues here. That's why I enjoy Tom's show when he does go into those kind of analysis that people can go back and forth. My question right now is that there's a growing movement of people out there who are thinking that this man should be impeached. I was wondering, you know, perhaps you could, you know, tell us your views on whether there's a serious movement of people out there and whether to impeach this man and whether it's going to gain any momentum.
Well, I appreciate your calls today, Tim, and thank you. I mean, I understand, you know, you like the Tom's program, and Tom is definitely a very intelligent and educated man and runs his program the way he does, and I have my little ways of doing mine. And
Well, I hope you took it as a constructive criticism, not necessarily personal.
No, I mean, in this business, I mean, come on. It's all, you know, I mean, there's no sense in taking any of this stuff personal. I mean, but that's just the way Tom puts his program together, and this is the way that I put mine. About the impeachment situation, I don't think it'll ever happen. I think the American public saw through the sham that was impeachment during Bill Clinton for what it was for. Oh, my gosh, we're going to impeach this guy because he had a girlfriend. And now it comes to the point that after going build all this huge buildup on this minor little charge, that now they've created this mentality, I think, in the public's mind where, you know what, that's a lot of work for that and nothing happened. Why bother? They've kind of poisoned those waters already. It's almost like they knew what was going to happen in the 2000 election, that W was going to get elected and he was going to do all these things. And what you do is you just poison all these waters in these various in these situations that you could use against them. And then that way, once the public turns their interest away from that and go, well, impeachment, oh, God, I don't want to go through that again. Forget
no,
it.
No, I think it's probably more realistically that the Democratic Party and its leaders don't want to bring up that kind of subject matter. They don't want to. They want to use it as a political issue to get elected, to not, you know, deal with the long term consequences of the lying of the cover ups and all that sort of stuff involved. And that's, you know, part of my problem with the Democratic Party. They'd rather use this kind of issue for elections and to smear, you know, him as opposed to the consequences of the Constitution and everything that is hand there. I mean, people I think can separate what happened with Clinton and the sexual allegations, as opposed to sending people off to war and dying,
but
far more serious consequence.
But Tim, I appreciate the call. Thank you. We also have to keep in mind, though, too, that the impeachment needs to, I believe, if I remember correctly, needs to be brought up in the House. So the House of Representatives has to do that, and they have a considerable majority in there. The Republicans have now. So, short of, you know, pictures of George W. and Saddam together sitting down planning some sort of, I mean, something would have to happen that would not allow the Republicans to turn their back and go, oh, you're just playing Democratic politics. Something would have to happen. The tapes that came out during Watergate, when finally the Republicans said, dude, Richard, there's nothing we can do here. We can't keep doing this for you because everybody knows, I mean, it's there. We can't do it. You're going to need an event like that to happen for the impeachment to take hold. Otherwise, if you mention impeachment, it will be brandished as you're just being Democrat, you're just being political, blah, blah, blah. The Republicans have already poisoned the water with that word. It's like liberal. You can't say that word anymore because all of a sudden it has its connotation somehow that they've added to that, you know, you don't care about just about anything. You're not set in reality. You're fiscally, you're throwing money away left and right. You're a tree hugger and blah and whatever. And I think to a certain degree, in my humble opinion, that they've also done that with the word impeachment. So even if we were to take over the House, the Democrats, and articles of impeachment were brought forward, the hue and cry would be, oh, you're just being political. Would the American public wake up? Could it happen? 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ed in Dayton, Ohio. You're on the Tom Hartman program with Ski Anderson. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm calling because you were saying that the press doesn't want to ask the hard questions. I'd be happy if they just ask the easy questions, like, why did you hire Elliot Abrams, a convicted felon, to be part of your administration?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why did you try to foist Henry Kissinger on us to be the person who is going to be responsible for making sure the public finds out all about 9/11? This is the guy who's, you know, better at keeping secrets than anybody probably since Prescott Bush.
He's wanted for war crimes in several countries, crimes against humanity.
Yeah, I mean, this is somebody, you know, he's not welcome in Belgium anymore, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Hold on a second. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that irritates me is that, no, we're not going to impeach Bush because the necessary prerequisite would be to have enough people in the House of Representatives that would be open-minded about the idea, and that's not going to happen until after the next election, and we can only hope he'll be gone by then due to the electoral process if we can still manage to have enough remnants of it to get rid of him.
It doesn't really matter if your vote gets counted. I mean, with some of the programs that Tom's done and the reading that's available on the Internet and the way some of these computer voting things are going,
mm-hmm.
it looks like the fix is already in.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's the disheartening.
With Hagel, this guy who miraculously had an upset in Iowa, you know, he was several points behind. I've been listening to that stuff and reading about it on the web. It just amazes me that more people are not aware of it. I suppose I shouldn't be that amazed, though, considering that the people who are supposedly responsible for keeping us informed are lackeys of the same people who are benefiting from all of this. But
you have to realize, too, the mainstream media, they're not going to score any points, okay? If they come and you'd sit down at 6:30 or 6 o'clock or whenever your network news plays, and they give you 30 minutes of the unvarnished truth, traditionally, the American public is going to go, oh, geez, that's depressing. I don't want to watch that. And then they're going to flip over and they're going to watch Wheel of Fortune because the American people, for whatever reason, we want to have the light, fluffy stories. We want to see the little squirrel on the back on the water skis being pulled through the pool at the pond or at the park and going, isn't that cute?
Well, it needs to be made compelling, and I think it is compelling if it's presented in the right light.
What can be more compelling than 200? What's the figure now? 206? Maybe I had a brain gap here, but let's just 200 plus American soldiers dying in the desert in Iraq for no good reason.
If it doesn't get any compelling, more and it will begin to add up. That's the kind of thing that does make the American people stand up and take notice when people in their neighborhood have sons and daughters dying in a war that everyone knows is not about what it's supposed to be about.
And I think
everyone knew it beforehand, but the truth is, I think most of the American people were like, well, if he can get that oil, then, you know, good for him. But now that they're beginning to realize it's going to cost ordinary Americans lives, maybe they'll wake up and realize what a bad idea it is.
Ed, I appreciate your call today. Thank you.
The British are doing the same thing.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I have a friend whose husband has been in Iraq and Kuwait for over a year, or coming up on a year now. It'll be a year end of August. And in the phone call she had with him just the other day, her husband told her, she goes, those recruiters better get as many kids signed up now as they can. He goes, because when my tour is up here in 60 or 90 days, he goes, and I get home, he goes, don't even think for a minute that I'm going to chill for these guys and tell them, oh, yeah, go ahead, go sign up. Yeah, that's great. I mean, these are people, you know, signed up, had their military service. They got out, they're in the National Guard, they're the weekend warrior kind of thing. They've been over there now for over a year, feel that they've been forgotten about. They've spent 6 or 8 weeks in the desert immediately following the major combat operations and did nothing. They sat in the desert in Iraq for 6 weeks, did nothing. I mean, literally, I mean nothing. Can you imagine sitting around, 120-degree heat, 6 weeks straight, playing cards? Some of the guys, after a couple weeks or so, finding stray dogs and doing things that we're not supposed to talk about in the middle of the day on the radio, too. American soldiers doing that? Forgot about for 6 weeks. Just sat there. Didn't do anything. And then they keep getting told, push it back. No, we're not going to do it there. No, can't bring you home here either. Nope. Been over a year, I know. Well, sorry, can't do it. For some reason, you're wondering, morale? Bill Clinton, he was horrible. He killed the morale of our troops. I thought Bill Clinton's army did a pretty fine job in Iraq, if you look at it from the sick, twisted sense of at least causing death and destruction. Whether it was justified or not, that's another story. But boy, we sure blew up a lot of things, killed a lot of people real well. I'm Ski Anderson. The Tom Hartman Program rolls on with more of your phone calls. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
To create a real democracy in this country, we need to sit down and talk with other people. Democracy begins with conversation. But how do we begin the conversation? The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom has a 10-week study guide called Challenge Corporate Power, Assert the People's Rights, to help you get the conversation started in your community. It's free on the web at WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
The Tom Hartman Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left, and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over the side of the road to speak with you. I read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. And I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling that 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Shake it up. Ski and Tom Hartman, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Definitely not the program that Tom brings to you every day. Maybe what it is, I think maybe it's a maturity thing. Maybe Tom's just a lot more mature than I am. I'm just a little louder and a little more sarcastic and hopefully as entertaining and as informative. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Lillian in Anniston, Alabama. Welcome to Tom Hartman Show with Ski Anderson.
Thank you for letting me talk.
Thanks for calling.
You doubting yourself, don't, because I enjoy, it's a breath of fresh air to let you know you're letting every, the truth seekers know you really, really care. And that's what it's all about.
You know, and some people, I guess, you know, are wired to do that in the way that Tom does, in a very methodical, you know, massaging of the evidence.
Emotional.
And that's what he does. And I'd just as soon tell it flat out and be a sarcastic little twit and get sent to the principal's
office. Well,
that's
the way I am. I am, and that's how I write. I have to let my truth be out. I'm emotional. Mm-hmm. This is an emotional situation. It's a break-or-make situation. We are in a lot of trouble. If they get to be in office again, there's no win. We're not going to have our life. We're not going to have this American life anymore.
We
got to educate where the media left off. We got to make up the slack. Any means possible, tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm. Tell it like it is and get the word out. Because
illegal colonization, a slaughter, evading, attacking Iraq, a wrong, weak country, to steal their oil, kill innocent children, women, and men, a wicked, stupid, coward, sucker move.
You know, Lillian, the other thing about all this is, I mean, even if you just take the situation that we're in right now, mm-hmm. okay, and just, you know, erase your memory and go, wow, we're occupying Iraq. That's great. And you think to yourself, even if you just sit down with the basic principles of math, the conservatives, Lillian, and thank you for the call. That music means we're coming close to the end of the hour. Even if you just use the basic mathematic principles that conservatives hold near and dear to their heart, balancing budgets and things, it's going to cost you $1 billion a week, $3.9 billion a month, to get $18 billion of revenue. So that's $52 billion spent, $18 billion returned. From a conservative standpoint, you're already in the hole. You would never go through with this. Do you feel safe on international flights? Maybe. We'll talk about that and more. Tom Hartman Program, Ski Anderson, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2003.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Corey Morris. Two more American soldiers have now been killed in Iraq and four others wounded in two separate attacks in the last 24 hours. A spokesman says in the first case, one soldier was killed and two were wounded in an attack on a tactical operations center northeast of Baghdad. The attack on the soldiers from the 4th Infantry Division happened late last night. Today, meanwhile, another soldier was killed and again two more wounded when their Humvee hit a landmine on the road to Baghdad International Airport. The Department of Homeland Security says reports of cutbacks on the number of air marshals providing security on the nation's commercial airlines are erroneous. Secretary Tom Ridge says passenger safety is still his agency's top priority.
America should know that every air marshal that we have is being deployed, and additional resources are being directed to that very critical mission.
Reports of possible cutbacks had come shortly after the Homeland Security Department warned the airlines Al-Qaeda was planning possibly more airline hijackings. U.S. officials say although they have yet to uncover actual weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they have in fact uncovered documents pointing to a program there to develop those weapons. Former U.N. Weapons Inspector David Kay, as well as Army Major General Keith Dayton, testified today at a closed-door hearing in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Some officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the men have found evidence of a weapons program, although nothing they presented so far is an actual smoking gun. Florida Senator Bob Graham is introducing legislation now that's designed to close what he sees as gaps throughout the U.S. Intelligence Committee. Graham says the reform measure would work to strengthen intelligence capabilities across the board.
We need a comprehensive game plan for America in order to win this war on terrorism.
The Florida Democrat is a former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he's also currently a candidate along with eight others for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Hey, watch it!
Down in front!
Hey, we made it! Yeah. 4 hours back-to-back Godzilla movies!
Wait!
Sorry. Did you see that cute girl on the end as we came in?
Oh, who could miss her?
So ask her out.
What?
No. Excuse me. My friend here wants to know if the girl on the aisle will go out with her. Pass it down.
Ask the girl over there if she wants to meet this loner. Pass it down.
Hey, that dude over there wants to meet the girl next to you when the flick's over.
Excuse me, miss. There's a guy down there who wants to know if you're an organ and tissue donor.
Yes, of course.
Are you an organ and tissue donor? It's a simple but important question. Talk to your family today. Make sure they know your decision so there'll be no question later.
Hey, buddy. She said yeah. Oh, hey, buddy. Me too.
What? Share your life. Share your decision. Call 1-800-355-SHARE for a free brochure. 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coalition on Donation.
America's top arms negotiator, John Bolton, is describing living conditions in North Korea as a, quote, hellish nightmare. Bolton told the East Asia Institute in Seoul, South Korea, the North's leader, Kim Jong-il, is a tyrannical dictator who lives like royalty while jailing thousands of his citizens and starving thousands more. Police say a woman claiming to be the abducted daughter of an Indiana family simply played a cruel hoax. Authorities in Boone County, Indiana, say Donna Walker had called a local family claiming she was their kidnapped daughter, Shannon Marie Sherrill, who's been missing for 17 years. An arrest warrant has now been issued for Walker.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Iran says it will decide sometime in the next few days on the idea of allowing stricter inspections of its nuclear sites. Correspondent Roxana Saberi has more from Tehran.
A spokeswoman for the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency says two teams of experts will visit Iran the first week of August. Melissa Fleming says both teams will include legal and technical experts from the agency. The agency, as well as the EU, the U.S., and Russia, have called on Iran to sign what's known as the Additional Protocol. Among other things, the agreement would allow inspectors to make unannounced visits to Iran's nuclear sites. Iran's foreign minister has said after the teams brief Iranian leaders about the protocol, they will make a final decision on whether or not to sign it. President Bush has urged the international community to join the U.S. to discourage Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Tehran says its nuclear energy program aims only to produce electricity for its growing population. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
And I'm Corey Morris, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ancient peddlers invented it. Avon ladies made it big. And the high-tech Japanese still do it. If you think door-to-door is passé, when I come back, I'll tell you the latest. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Japan has a reputation for tradition. Even buying cars is done the old-fashioned way, by door-to-door salesmen. But motivated by the recession and consumer demand, dealers are reconstructing their strategy. Nissan plans to open the door to Japan's first large-scale auto mall. And Honda's added a window to the World Wide Web with the introduction of internet-based kiosk. Another tradition breaker? Japan is buying record numbers of American-made parts, opening another door of opportunity. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
For a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, this is the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman. To talk with Tom Hartman, call 1-800-TALK-YES. Here's Tom.
Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman today, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. We're glad you're here with us today, and thank you very much for tuning in. We were just speaking about the state of affairs and using the president's press conference yesterday as a starting point. Yesterday, other items in the news that we'll get to here very shortly. Security seems to be an issue. Homeland security. We've got our own department of it now. And then the story yesterday. A little flip-flop on the air marshals. We'll talk about that in a second. I want to get Rama in here from Santa Fe because Rama had been holding through the news and things, and that was very kind, and we appreciate that. So we'll get you in here before we move on and add another element to the program. Rama, welcome to the Tom Hartman program with Ski Anderson.
Greetings.
How are you?
Good.
Very good. Thank you.
I like what you have to say. It's to the point, like Mike Malloy.
Well, Mike is a very dear friend, and I must say that the information and the attitude and the point of view and a lot of the things that Mike does has served as a true inspiration to me in so many ways. So to even have my name mentioned in the same breath with him, I am duly flattered.
Oh, it's incredible what's coming to pass. I called up to just say I don't even think there needs to be impeachment. This man is a war criminal. His entire administration, they deserve to immediately be arrested, tried, and convicted, and whatever else consequences they are.
I had dinner last night with a friend of mine. He's an older gentleman, older than me anyway. He was one of the first in Vietnam. He was a Navy SEAL. And his first act as a Navy SEAL, he jumped out of a helicopter with a 60 or 80 pound pack on his back, and I won't give you the details of what happened to him after that. But we were talking about this situation last night. This is a guy who has been on the ground, who knows exactly what these guys are going through, who are on the ground now with this guerrilla warfare. He knows the whole mindset. He knows what's going on. And he said last night, and it shocked me at dinner. He said, we were talking about the troops and things. And I said, well, you support the troops, right? And he says, no. He says, for someone not to take a stand at this point in time with a war that is so illegal on so many different ways, both within the U.S. Constitution, within international law. He goes, I can't. I hope they're safe, but I don't support them. And this is a guy who was a Navy SEAL who served in Vietnam. And for him to point out that this act is so illegal that even the troops who are following along and doing as they're told, I got the impression, and I didn't follow up on it because everyone else who was in the house with us last night, of course, you have that first flinching moment of, oh my gosh, can that be? Can you say that? Can you say you don't support the troops? Oh my, is that an option?
Oh my.
So, I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say that I know many Navy SEALs, many Delta Force members, and people that talk to Amy Goodman all the time, Democracy Now!, that's the only real news that's being told. Besides you and Tom Hartman and Mike Malloy, there's very few real news out there.
Well, and it is interesting, too, because when people talk about, you know, the liberal media, they talk about, well, you know, I don't watch any of the liberal media. I get my news from Fox News and from Rush Limbaugh and from, you know, Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity. That's where I get my news. So then you ask them.
They've been bought and sold by the agenda makers.
Well, exactly. You and I know that. But let's be honest here. They're all listening to the same viewpoint because they don't want to be, they don't want to hear the truth. See, the truth means that you have to have an open mind and you have to ask difficult questions. And in order to get to the bottom of any situation, you have to have that sort of adversarial relationship where you go, Mr. President, don't you feel like you misled the people of America by using those 16 words in your State of the Union address to which you know, and we've been able to somehow determine that those words were inaccurate. Now,
he is not my president. He's fake. Just like Michael Moore said, fictitious times.
All right. Rama, thank you for the call. We appreciate
it. Yes.
1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Tony's in Washington, D.C. While we're at it, let's get Tony in here. Tony, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. Ski Anderson filling in.
How you doing? I got to talk to somebody in that bloody radio station and get me full time. I am tired of waiting for the good news every bloody blue moon. But
well, you know, we just...
I know.
You know what we need to do? We need to pay all these people a lot more money and then give them a lot more vacation time. And then I could, like, sneak in here and fill in on a more regular basis.
Gotcha. I'll do that.
Need to do.
My question is, do you think, for number one, who's the likely front runner by March? Mm-hmm. And number two, do you think they will do the hands-off type of presidential debate that they did the last time?
By March, who's going to be the Democratic front runner?
Yeah. Who do you feel right now?
Well, the way they front-loaded everything, it's all going to be done so soon. I mean, it will be completed so quickly. It's going to start up probably around November, the big push, and then it's going to build till January. And then January, it's going to be a sprint till March to see who can make the most hay, get the most media attention, and move forward.
Who would you like to see?
I'd like to see John Kerry and Wesley Clark. I think that might be. We would definitely have them on the week on the military front. But at the same time, you know, the more I read from Howard Dean a little bit, I'm still kind of tossed up. But I mean, right now, a dream ticket, and I don't know if it's really one of the would be considered a dream ticket, but you know, a John Kerry and a Wesley Clark.
I heard this at Gore. They're trying to push him.
I mentioned that yesterday when I was having dinner with my military friend. I said, yeah, you know, Gore will get in about January and throw the whole darn thing up in turmoil. And he just looked at me and said, I'd forgotten all about him. And maybe, just maybe, you know, lying in the tall grass, just waiting for the right time to pounce, and then boom.
Do you think that would be a disadvantage for the progressive? I'd say progressive. I don't... with no D's or T's or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be a disadvantage?
Well, I think it depends on how he would come back. I mean, if he were to come back and say, hey, listen, I was right. Look at this. I told you that if you elect, that if he was in the White House and he put his policies into play, that the budget was going to go in the tank. And it did. If he implemented his tax cuts, which are three times more than the expenses for 9/11, that's why we have these deficits. I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he would be able to rise above the din in the media that would all of a sudden go back to the standard script that George Bush is a moron and Al Gore is a liar, and those are the only two opinions we'll have of them, and we'll move, you know, and that's where it will be.
What about the debates? Do you think it'll be the hands-off type debates? You know, you can't get more white bread than McNair there doing the, I think it's Lehrer, I don't know his last name, his first name, but the way
Jim Lehrer.
Yeah, Jim Lehrer, yeah. The way he did it.
They need to do something to spice them up to make them more interesting and to have more substance. The problem is that I don't know if the candidate, the Democratic candidate, I have a feeling, isn't going to care. I mean, you could host him on top of Mount Rushmore in deck chairs on a Thursday night wearing a tutu, and the Democrat would probably show up. George Bush is going to want something that's a little more calm and a little more serene, and something where he's not going to have to do too much thinking off the top of his feet, because as we've seen in any of the 9 press conferences he's held so far, as well as any of the other public speaking situations that he's had, he doesn't do real well when he's got to come up with numbers, facts, and figures off the top of his head.
Well, he can write real boat in Creole. Can't they do that? Take care now.
See you, Tony. Crayola. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Flip-flop on air marshals. Let's just get this in. We'll add this to the mix and the element and everything that's going on. And then if you want to comment on this or anything that we've got going on so far, feel free. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. This is MSNBC.com. And an apparent reversal of policy. Well, it's not an apparent reversal of policy. It is a reversal in policy. Damn liberal media again, in an apparent reversal of policy. The Transportation Security Administration will immediately begin scheduling air marshals back on cross-country and international flights. MSNBC.com has learned. Well, here we go. If you're learning that they are going to immediately begin scheduling air marshals back on cross-country and international flights, you've learned that evidently they unscheduled them, and now they're going to schedule them back. That is not an apparent reversal of policy. That is a reversal in policy. Leave it to me. The guy who didn't pay nearly enough attention in his English class in high school or college when I should have, to be the one to point out to these morons at MSNBC.com that it is a reversal in policy. It's that liberal media again. You know, they're just messing it all up. The move comes less than 24 hours after MSNBC.com reported, not that we're full of ourselves, but, you know, we did report that the, MSNBC, yeah, we got the story right this time. The budget problems associated with the cost of overnight lodging for the marshals. Ladies and gentlemen of America, do you realize the reason that there are no air marshals on those flights, the international and cross-country flights, the flights that the terrorists used for the September 11th attacks, and we have been promised by this administration that they will not happen again. We will not sleep. We will not rest. We will do everything in our power to make sure that something like that never happens again. We're going to give you this really cool color-coded system, and if we move it up to orange, you're going to know that we know that something you know is going to happen. You know what I mean? And you can rest assured that we're doing everything to keep you safe. But let's be honest here, guys. I mean, we can't afford to let some guy spend the night at a Motel 6 when he's flying cross-country. I mean, that $33, $45, that $60 maybe at a motel, that's going to kill us. We can't do that. For the want of a nail, folks. For the want of a nail. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. More on this and your comments. The Tom Hartman Program, Ski Anderson filling in on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra, and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
I have one question. Why? This is the question that pops into my head whenever I flip through any of those slick catalogs hawking the latest in high-dollar, high-tech gizmos for yuppies. Why is so much of our society's brain power and research money being frittered away on frivolous crap? You want crap? Try house slippers with headlights. Let's hope that this person isn't trying to invent anything else. Or this, a $250 rapid-fire toaster that can pop out 130 slices of toast per hour right in your kitchen. If this thing appeals to you, let me be the first to tell you, you've got a toast problem, Buster, and it's time to spend some money for professional help, not for a 130-slice-an-hour toaster. Some of this crap is not just crap, but absurdly expensive crap. Pitched to the pompous and over-pampered rich, including the $90,000 Audi A8, which has 65,000 electrodes to scan your fingertips so you can open its doors by waving your hand in front of it. It also has a computer that automatically tunes the radio to the driver's favorite station and sculpts the front seat to the contours of the driver's bottom. If that's not enough for the lazy class, try the FMD 700 iTrek TV glasses that use prisms to alter the line of sight so you can lie flat in bed and watch TV or videos. No more need to strain yourself by sitting up. There's even a techno-consumer magazine, aptly named Stuff, that has unwittingly expressed the whining wasteland ethic behind this mindless production and consumption of crap. We've launched missions to Mars, says Stuff, so why can't we build a robot that can pour us a drink? This is Jim Hightower saying, well, Stuff, undoubtedly we can and probably will. But the question is, why? The exploration of Mars is at least about the reach of the human spirit. Not being willing to reach for your own drink is about human sloth. Shouldn't we focus our technological genius on the world's real needs?
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Photographer's smile, take a break for a while, take a rest.
Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Thank you for letting me be part of your day today. It says Larry in Georgia. We'll get Larry up here. Let's go to Larry. Oh, he did. Larry, call back. We'd love to have you in here. Says, I'm bush bashing. We'd add a nice little element to the program. Just a mean-spirited, nasty nasty Democrat liberal. Sure, tell the truth. Sure. How are we supposed to combat that? Yeah, tell the truth. You're not playing fair. Roy in Rio Rancho, welcome to the Tom Hartman program. Ski Anderson filling in here on the IE America Radio Network.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Actually, I am terrific, but it's going to get better.
Uh-oh.
I had a couple, 3 points that I wanted to throw out to you. Actually, number one, you missing what happened with MSNBC with their apparent, that was actually the guy that was dictating the story. The person who was typing up the story didn't understand it as a transparent reversal of a policy.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, the liberal media just makes a mistake every now and then in their choice of words. It was transparent as all get out. All you got to do is just keep a spotlight, but the trouble is we see that. And I say we, the folks who are listening to IE, going up on BuzzFlash or, you know, any of the sites that we look at, because we sure aren't going to find it on Shy Witness News.
No, we're gonna get something about that dog with five legs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the thing that hit me with the news conference yesterday, number one, I agreed with you. It was like, so when did they schedule that? I watched the 10 o'clock news the night before, the 10 o'clock local babble. The night before, I'm watching C-SPAN Journal, and they say, oh, we'll be going to this president's news conference here in an hour and a half or whatever it was. So when did this happen?
Absolutely. I had no clue.
So fortunately, I remembered to turn the TV off. I had some stuff that I had to do, so I didn't have to watch him. I didn't even listen to him. I thought I'd look at the transcript. But unfortunately, I was listening to Malloy last night, and of course, he had to pull some of the beautiful things out of it.
Yeah,
but,
you know, don't you just hate when he does that and ruins it for you?
Pardon me?
I said, don't you just hate when Mike does that for you?
I know,
you?
He always pulls all the highlights
out, and it's like, well, why bother watching it now?
I don't even know whether to laugh or get mad, you know?
Do a little bit of both, as long as you listen.
The overseas press this morning was just laughing at this fool. And I don't remember if it was The Guardian or The Independent. You know, they didn't feel one question. Where is the news? You know, where's the follow-up questions? Where is, you know, he can't articulate what he's thinking. There was the dead silence when I can just see him moving his hands trying to, what the hell am I supposed to say now? Weapons, we're going to hunt him down. Hunt him down.
Yep.
And,
we're on the hunt.
The British press was just laughing at the guy. But the thing that I wanted to throw out, because I did a quick Google search last night, and I typed in, as a phrase, Dr. Condoleezza Rice and Bush. And I went through about 60 Google hits, but not one of them where Bush was referring to Dr. Condoleezza Rice as Dr. Condoleezza Rice. It was always, you know, they were talking about her and then Bush said, or they were talking about Bush and then referred to her, but... And he was so dogmatic, we are so lucky to have Dr. Condoleezza Rice. And
period.
He didn't use that even when he was talking about, as they're talking about my records with race or whatever, and I'm looking across the table and I'm seeing Colin Powell and Condi Rice. There's a little disconnect there, I think.
Well, you know, we use those titles only when we need them.
Why didn't he say... Look, Condoleezza Rice had an oil tanker named after her. What the heck more do you need to know about her?
That's exactly it. Roy, thank you for your call. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson, filling in for Tom Hartman. More of your phone calls on the way. Stay with us.
What does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements? And what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
People on small islands say global warming is hurting them in a big way. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Tuvalu is the name of a tiny country in the South Pacific. It's made up of dozens of tiny islands, and its highest point is only 12 feet above sea level. About 10,000 people live on these islands, but many are starting to leave. They say global warming is causing sea levels to rise, and soon their whole country could be lost to the ocean. Other island nations are also concerned about global warming. Most are not worried that they'll be submerged, but rather that rising sea levels will cause serious damage. For example, unusually high tides might wash away shorelines, damage coral reefs, and force saltwater into freshwater aquifers. In the Caribbean, a group of island nations has formed the Caribbean Environmental Health Institute to tackle some of these problems. The institute says rising waters are hurting the island economies. The institute has other concerns as well. It says global warming is causing more severe storms and hurricanes, and that they're battering the islands. Harold Gopal is a spokesman for the institute. Gopal says the impact of global warming is hitting island nations to an unfair degree. He says the islands contribute little in the way of greenhouse gas emissions, but these islands will bear the brunt of their impact on global climate.
The more industrial developed countries, they are the major contributors to global warming. We are therefore asked to pay the price in terms of environmental degradation and environmental impact of other countries' actions.
Gopal says Caribbean islands and South Pacific islands are working together on global warming issues. They hope to pressure industrialized countries to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, and they're also sharing ideas on how to respond to high water and severe storms. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did. You know you did. You know you did. Steve Anderson here for Tom Hartman today. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. Be part of the program and have your say, won't you? Larry, welcome in Georgia, I believe. Larry, welcome to the Tom Hartman program. Oh, we have Mark. Okay, let's go to Mark. I'll get this figured out. Hey, I'm filling in. Mark, welcome to the Tom Hartman program. Ski Anderson filling in today. He's got the delay on.
Hi, is this Ski?
Yes, sir, you're on the air. Speak up into the phone so we can hear you nice and loud.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, I'm just I'm actually an ambassador from the Tom Hartman program chat room.
Oh, very good.
We say you should log on.
Okay.
And that's really it, man. We also don't think you're doing half a bad job. You're too self-appreciating.
Well, you know, it's one of those you know, you don't want to come off being too egotistical or anything like that. So you always give yourself, you know, that little bit of room so the people who don't like you think that they've got a shot, they can take at you. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. It's what I do. Now, let's pretend that I'm new to the program and I've never listened to the Tom Hartman program before, and now all of a sudden you're inviting me into the chat room. Say I'm somebody else who's listening and go, you know what, I'd like to go there too. Where would they go?
Okay, actually, you know what, the first time, you know, this is something I've always wanted to talk to Tom about, because it can be kind of complicated the first time you try to log on to the chat room, because there's so many of these little things you gotta, you know, like you gotta do. But you go to the main Tom Hartman show website, which is, you know, Tom Hartman, spelled with T-H, not T, .com/show. Then in the upper left-hand corner, you're going to see on the air, and there's going to be something there called chat room. And if you double-click on that, you'll be brought to the forums for CompuServe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the forums for CompuServe, on the upper left-hand corner of that screen, you're going to see a little button there called chat. Now, if you don't have a CompuServe or an AIM account or an America Online account or something like that, you might have to actually get one. But if you already have one, you just log on with your username and password, and bada-boom, you're on the chat room.
So go to Tom Hartman, TomHartman.com/show, and follow the buttons.
It's good. It's like I have a small business, and while I do my baking, I'm a baker here, and I move things over from the oven, listen to the show, enjoy it. I really like this chat room. It's the most intelligent chat you're going to see on the web. Everywhere else, you know, you get ranters and idiots who go on there, but.
You know, the thing is with that, too, along those same lines when you mention that, it's because, I listen to Tom as well, and I am just, you just sit back and you go, wow, this guy's got it all down. I mean, just the way he presents it, it's very straightforward. He's got a nice, soothing tone in his voice, and he's basically telling you all the things that, Mike Malloy does later in the evening, but he does it in such a calm, reasoned, respectful way that you're like, wow, that's pretty daunting. And I actually, when he called me and he asked me to fill in for him, I said, are you sure you want me to fill in for you? Because I'm not really in that same vein. I'm not sure if the people who listen to you on a regular basis are actually going to want to listen to me, Tom. He's like, oh, no, go ahead. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. So I'm.
Yeah, we think you're doing a great job. And we're very critical. My opinion is that most of us here in the chat room are pretty diehard talk radio listeners, and we're always talking about other talk show hosts and their styles on the IE America Radio Network. And so far, we're happy customers. So far, so good. Come on in.
So, what are you baking today? Anything good?
I make mainly only one product. It's an empanada, which is a meat filled pie that I sell mainly to the Hispanic community around here, which is just ultimate irony. I run a small business here, and I have a great time. I love it. I used to be a database designer, and I just got sick and tired of it, so that's what I'm doing now.
And they were going to replace you with somebody from India soon anyway, so what the heck? Start your own empanada business.
That is so true. You know, my brother is like one of those uber geniuses you read about, in the comic books.
I hate him. Hate him already. I don't even know his name and already hate him.
He designs satellite systems. Anyway, he got a job at Motorola, and he's like 27 or something. I mean, not geez, like 24. And all the other engineers in Motorola are telling him, you do not want to be with this company. They are going to get rid of you. We know we are all doomed, but we're at the end of our retirement cycles. And they whenever the CEO, I forget the name, Motorola's CEO's name, but they record it, and then they listen to it during their breaks, and they make fun of the CEO because they all know their jobs are being exported. And they're telling all the younger engineers to get the heck out of Motorola. Because of the situation. And I think this is actually long-term view. I think this is a positive thing. Because finally the middle class will wake up and realize that unions are not bad things.
You hope they do.
Yeah.
You hope that they realize and wake up. The problem is that, they've done such a fantastic job now of saying that, geez, those guys who fought for a 40-hour work week, they were radicals.
Oh, yeah.
And then that whole era where we were looking out for other people and providing health care and giving the workers a voice against management who didn't want to have anything to do with them, that was just an aberration in time. That was just a little thing. To have good, profitable business, we need to be able to have the flexibility to move our workforces and to be a fluid corporation, whether it's over on this side of the world where taxes are low and wages are low and life is good, or if we have to slide things back over to the U.S. when we finally get a level of poverty that's conducive to our business model that we've constructed here with a bunch of people from the other side of the planet who are doing it for one-seventh of what you were doing it before.
Oh, amen. I mean, I'm paraphrasing Utah Phillips here when he said that, you know, I'm lucky. You know, my sister never had to work 80 hours a week in a factory, and my dad didn't have to die in a coal mine, mm-hmm. you know. But all those things that we take for granted, the 8-hour day, the 5-day week, pensions, benefits,
healthcare,
these were not gifts from enlightened management. These were things that were fought for, died for by smelly, dirty workers, and that we always make fun of, you know, when they go on strike. And that's why I just want to give it. I'm just going to close this little rant out with a shout out to all the Verizon wireless workers out there who are going on, who are probably going to be going on strike soon. And I'm a Verizon wireless customer. And if they bust that union, man, I'm never going to use Verizon again. Because, anyway. All right. I'm done ranting now. I'm going to go back to my chat room and my own little world there.
Go back to the chat room and don't burn the empanadas. The last thing I want you to do is, like, lose money because you were not paying attention and you burned your empanadas.
You have to rotate the oven now. Thanks for inviting me.
Better get going.
All right. Bye, man.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. What kind of pressure is that? Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to be so entertaining and so uplifting that he's going to forget to flip his empanadas. Do you flip them? Do you turn them? Don't know. If it was a punchki, I could tell you what it was. But it says on the screen he's calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, and he's selling empanadas. There must be a pretty large Hispanic community in Greensboro, North Carolina. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson in for Tom Hartman today. We've been discussing a whole number of issues to rant and rave and discuss and chime in about. The flip-flop on the air marshals, this was the one yesterday. Yesterday was also the day, if I'm not mistaken, help me with this, maybe I'm wrong, that they also had the heightened security alert that they've heard that they're, well, you know, we could have something. There may be a high-level threat. The warning memo said that, quote, at least one of these attacks could be executed by the end of the summer, according to a source familiar with the document. And they also talked about, you know, they may use an international or cross-country flight. Well, these are all the things that, don't we as Americans already know this? Do we not know that terrorism means people not exactly organized by uniforms or nationalities or a common theme that is based geographically? You know, like the Iraqi people in the country of Iraq wearing the Iraqi military army uniform, picking up arms and moving across the border with Kuwait. I mean, we understand that. But when you get a bunch of guys like the 19 that we had who flew into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and that field in Pennsylvania, doing it because of a belief, maybe because they got a lot of money from the Saudis, there's 28 pages we'll never read. That and the 18 and a half minutes on the Nixon tapes, those are the two things. When I finally get to the pearly gates and St. Peter says, hey, how you doing? Is there anything we can help you with? I go, I want to read the 28 pages, and I want to hear the 18 and a half minutes of silence. After that, I can spend my eternity on whatever cloud you want to send me to, dude. Thank you. But anyway, I digress. We know that they're not going to strike. They're not going to announce, okay, we're about to invade New York and we'll be there tomorrow with a big, huge gunboat. We know that this is what their plan is. We know that their idea is to strike quietly, to do it in an unannounced manner, to come out when you least expect it and completely blindside you. That's what terrorism's all about. So to all of a sudden come out and say, well, you know, this could happen on a flight, maybe even sometime before the end of the summer. Duh. Okay, let me ask you this question, ladies and gentlemen. The alert goes to orange. How does your life change? 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. As a citizen in this country,
Tom Ridge comes on TV and says, well, we've got information that there may be something happening in the next couple of weeks, months, maybe sometime before George Bush is on. I don't, but we're gonna heighten it to orange. Yes, we are. That's what we're going to do, because that'll make sure that we don't have to talk about the budget for at least a few days, because we'll be worrying about these alleged planes that may be under attack, and the messages that could be sent forth, and the chatter that is going on in the terrorist channels, blah, blah, blah. This is just gobbledygook. This is nothing. This is just a big waste of your time and mine. And all the time and money that's gone into this Homeland of Security web page, and all the documents that they print up with a little color-coded scheme that's something that a third grader could put together. All this stuff. Well, we've got all this stuff to get you going. But then when it gets to the security measures, the things that we actually need to be safe, we'll have a web page. We'll have handouts and printouts so you can teach it in your classes. We'll give you books and everything you'll need to, so you'll know how to be secure. But the only thing is, we're not going to fund the guys or women to be on these planes to fly cross-country international flights, because we just can't afford to put them up in a hotel. What's up with that? I mean, I hate to bring it all the way down to some little Seinfeld statement. What's up with that? But really, what's up with that? The most prominent link in this whole thing, the idea that we had after 9/11 was that, well, you know, if they hadn't been able to get into the cockpit, we may have been able to stop this. So rather than spend multiple millions of dollars and put more secure doors on the airplanes that the airlines knew about since the mid-70s and didn't do it because why? Say it with me, folks. It was too cost prohibitive. Now, well, at least up till yesterday, weren't going to put the air marshals on the planes. Why? Because it was too cost prohibitive. We will create a whole new department for Homeland Security. We'll have a cute little graph, and we'll have handouts, and we'll come up with books, and we'll investigate things, and we'll look into this, and we'll spend all this money on all this other gobbledygook PR stuff. Oh, but you actually want us to try to keep something secure? Well, we can't do that. We can't afford to put these guys up in a hotel overnight after we have them fly across country. We can't do that. That's just too expensive. We've got a $900 million budget shortfall. And then you're going to tell us that we're secure and that you're doing everything you can to keep us safe? Mr. President, I beg to differ here. Sir, if you're not going to allow the air marshals to be on the flights, if you're not going to pay for them, then how are we going to be any more secure? But now, of course, Homeland Security has backed off from that. Charles Schumer called the cuts nonsensical. Schumer's letter urges the Department of Homeland Security to, quote, immediately reverse reported plans to cut air marshal service on coast-to-coast and international flights in light of intelligence indicating that Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups may have stepped up plans to launch attacks on the airline. What I don't understand is, how much money did we pay to bail out the airline industry? It's such a vital, integral part of the American economy. Remember, that's what they kept telling us? That you don't be afraid, you know, if you need to pack up your family and fly on down to Disney World or fly wherever you need to be, we'll take care of you. You can rest assured that America will be safe. And now, all of a sudden, we don't have, for some reason yesterday, they sent text messages on their cell phones to all these marshals telling them, well, you're not going to have any flights where you stay overnight. And that's going to keep us, that was going to be secure somehow? Because they needed to save a couple bucks because they got a budget shortfall. It's not the fact that there's a few tax cuts that have been just leaking, hemorrhaging cash on the U.S. economy and the budget, causing these huge gaping holes you could drive semi-trucks through. No, that's not it at all. It's just so expensive. We can't put these guys up in a Motel 6. You know what? Why not just... I'm not even going to give them any ideas, okay? I'm not going to give them any ideas where they can have these guys spend the evenings. I mean, it just seems so obvious. I mean, if minor league baseball teams can have their players stay with people in the community, why can't the air marshal? We've got a couple people on the line. We'll get your calls in here in just a moment. Tom Hartman program. I'm Ski Anderson filling in. 1-800-TALK-YES.
To create a real democracy in this country, we need to sit down and talk with other people. Democracy begins with conversation. But how do we begin the conversation? The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom has a 10-week study guide called Challenge Corporate Power, Assert the People's Rights, to help you get the conversation started in your community. It's free on the web at WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
So, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 for more information. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
So the sun is a-shining, the birds are a-chirping, and the garden is a-calling. One small problem, you're back.
Ow!
It's a-hurting. Can't bend down to dig.
Ooh!
Can't stand up to water.
Ouch!
Just can't bear the pain. Better grab a Thermacare. 8 hours of penetrating heat for powerful pain relief and deep muscle relaxation.
Ah!
So you can bend, dig, plant, water, water, and water all you want. No problem. Pick up a Thermacare and wrap yourself in relief.
Hey, honey, I rented some videos. Thought maybe we could just stay in tonight, snuggle on the couch.
Great. I'll put one in.
Use a wrench to disconnect.
Honey, this is a video about how to repair a washing machine.
I know. Shh. I love this part.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of home appliances and lawn equipment. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Good life, great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah!
up. Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
It's Key Anderson for Tom Hartman, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Just reminded in an email, skiesanderson@yahoo.com, that maybe Ski, the Air Marshal's schedule here was just not scheduling them, was just part of a way for this policy analysis market to maybe hedge some bets there. The idea that maybe, you know, you've heard about this. This is the situation at the Pentagon where they were going to allow people to sign in and start trading on whether certain areas were going to get hit by missile strikes or assassinations or coups. It was your chance to bet on where the next terrorist event was going to happen, and if you were right, you could win some money. I didn't think about that. Maybe this whole pulling the air marshals off was just a way to give some insider trading, so to speak, in this policy analysis market. I don't know. Alice, you're on with Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman here on the IE America Radio Network, 1-800-TALK-YES. Hi.
Hi, I was just thinking that maybe, you know, that no-bid contract that they gave Cheney's old company, Halliburton, for $7 billion to fight the fires at the oil wells in Iraq. Well, there are no fires. I thought maybe they could take the $7 billion back and put it on and protect us, you know, on the airplanes. I don't understand why they still have the $7 billion since there's no oil well fires, but they don't have to give it back.
Well, they don't have to give it back. Now, I heard a conflicting story the other day that said, well, since there weren't any fires, then they're only going to get paid for what they've done.
Oh, really? Well, I heard that they were going to have them do other things. Advise them on things.
If somebody would give me a $7 billion contract and have the basic focus for what I was supposed to do go away, you know what? I would find something else to do, too. I could get your coffee, Mr. Bush.
Hey,
I'll run around town. I'll put billboards, you know, those sandwich card placards on and run through town. Or, you know,
wouldn't that pay for a lot of Motel 6s?
You would think that $7 billion would be able, you could leave the light on for a very long extended time. You could give each air marshal his own light bulb to leave on for himself at each motel site.
I'm going. Bye-bye.
See ya. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Well, we can't afford the air marshals, so we're not going to let them go. But don't worry. You're going to be safe. The fact that these guys could, you know, get up and take over the front of the cockpit because we haven't really secured all of them yet to the degree that they should be. It just kills me. It just kills me. Wake up. Thank you for listening this hour to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Ski Anderson. One more hour to go today. Be a part of the program. Don't be shy. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
From the war against disorder.
You've been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2003.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Corey Morris. Two more American soldiers are dead now in separate attacks in Iraq. Spokesman Major William Thurmond says one soldier was killed and two others wounded in the first attack last night.
At approximately 11:45 p.m. yesterday evening, one 4th Infantry Division soldier was killed, two were wounded in a small arms attack against a tactical operations center approximately 40 kilometers east of the Iraqi village of Baqaba.
Later, another American soldier was killed and two more wounded when their vehicle hit a landmine near Baghdad Airport. The United States has introduced a draft UN resolution on Liberia, which U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte says will pave the way for any U.S. and UN deployment there.
The key point here is that we're now moving to adopt a resolution which would authorize the dispatch of a multinational force, starting initially with ECOWAS, units from ECOWAS, and specifically two battalions from Nigeria, and thereafter the eventual creation of a blue-helmeted UN peacekeeping force.
The draft resolution calls on Secretary General Kofi Annan to report to the Security Council by August 15th on a UN peacekeeping force and to then deploy the troops by October 1st. U.S. Envoy John Bolton is painting a bleak picture of the quality of life in North Korea. He made his comments speaking to the East Asia Institute in Seoul, South Korea.
For many in North Korea, life is a hellish nightmare. As reported by the State Department report on human rights, we believe that some 400,000 persons died in prison there since 1972, and that starvation and executions were common.
Bolton has been on a tour of the region trying to ratchet up pressure to get the North engaged in talks to stop developing nuclear weapons. Bolton also told his audience North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is mistaken, thinking his threats to develop nuclear weapons will soften U.S. and international pressure to stop him.
Hey, watch it!
Down in front!
Hey, we made it!
Yeah.
4 hours of back-to-back Godzilla movies!
Wait!
Sorry. Did you see that cute girl on the end as we came in?
Oh, who could miss her?
So ask her out.
What?
No. Excuse me. My friend here wants to know if the girl on the aisle will go out with her. Pass it down.
Ask the girl over there if she wants to meet this loner. Pass it down.
Hey, that dude over there wants to meet the girl next to you when the flick's over. Excuse me, miss. There's a guy down there who wants to know if you're an organ and tissue donor.
Yes, of course.
Are you an organ and tissue donor? It's a simple but important question. Talk to your family today. Make sure they know your decision so there'll be no question later.
Hey, buddy. She said yeah. Oh, hey, buddy. Me too.
What?
Share your life. Share your decision. Call 1-800-355-SHARE for a free brochure. 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coalition on Donation.
The nation's first-time unemployment claims dropped last week by about 3,000. The new figures show the weekly jobless claims are now at their lowest level since February. That data also reflects the third consecutive week of declines for first-time claims. Secretary of State Colin Powell is set to meet today with representatives from 25 countries for the Earth Observation Summit in Washington, D.C. Officials say the meeting is intended to find a way to link sensors probing the air, land, and water around the world so scientists can get a big-picture look at climate conditions around the globe.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Police say a woman claiming to be the abducted daughter of an Indiana family played a cruel hoax on them. An arrest warrant has been issued now for 35-year-old Donna Walker of Topeka, Kansas. Boone County, Indiana prosecutor Todd Meyer says he won't go soft in Walker's prosecution.
I'm kind of in a holding pattern as the prosecutor. I've filed the charges, and now we're hunting down a fugitive, and once we get
letter, which we will. We'll bring her to court and put her behind bars.
Authorities say Walker called the Sherrill family claiming she was their kidnapped daughter, Shannon Marie Sherrill. Shannon was abducted near her home 17 years ago when she was just six. State police say authorities approached information from Walker as if her story were true, but as more information was gathered, the facts just didn't add up. And a Minnesota woman accused of throwing her two baby boys into the Mississippi River to drown is now in a mental hospital. A judge in St. Paul committed Naomi Gaines for evaluation after finding she is mentally ill and dangerous. One of the 14-month-old twins died. Gaines is now charged with second-degree murder and attempted murder. I'm Corey Morris. This is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Mirror, mirror, on my car? Tell me where the others are. Okay, I'm no poet, but I do know a thing or two about adjusting your car's mirrors. And when we come back, I'll reflect.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is Racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Christian Fittipaldi. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
At home, mirrors reveal who's fairest of them all. But in cars, their function's no fairy tale. They're critical to safety. To properly align driver's side mirrors, press your left cheek against the window and adjust the mirror till you barely see the car's left side. For passenger's side, lean toward the center and adjust the mirror until the right side's barely visible. Like Alice through the looking glass, you'll see things you never saw before, like where the other cars are. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Covers corporate lies, exposes political corruption, and has a clear vision of what America could become. Here's Tom Hartman.
Ski Anderson filling in for Tom Hartman today. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Bill's been holding on the line through the news. Let's get Bill in here, and then we'll start up in this hour of the program. Bill, thanks for calling the Tom Hartman program. Ski Anderson filling in today, 1-800-TALK-YES.
Oh, thank you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, sir.
Oh, right, wonderful. Ahead. Good. Apparently there was some focus on President Bush's speech, and so I'd like to ask a question. There was a book written by the former President Bush's personal financial advisor, and also for apparently as an advisor for our country. The book was called Other People's Money and the S&L Crisis by Paul Pelzer, P-I-L-Z-E-R. And it details all the manipulations of attorneys across the country to create these state savings and loans organizations, and they can avoid federal law regulations. They were collecting people's money and savings loans and then collapsing them on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to check that book, it's called Other People's Money and the S&L Crisis.
Okay.
I'd really appreciate some of your comments on that issue. Also, I'd like to ask another brief question. I just finished a book called Kiss the Boys Goodbye. It's about Vietnam. And there was a lot of controversy over the POWs that were left over there after the Vietnam War.
What is the... I've read that book, but it was a number of years ago that I read. I can't even think of the gentleman's name who wrote it.
Well, I just finished reading it, and one question I'd like to ask you is that apparently if those men are alive, apparently there were 700 documented men that were POWs in Laos and a bunch of them in Cambodia and also Vietnam. And originally, apparently, President Nixon had promised Vietnam several billion dollars for reconstruction aid if Vietnam and other countries would return all the American POWs.
Mm-hmm.
Those men, if they're still alive, they're probably in their 50s and 60s now. And I was reading where the French government is secretly, they've been over the years paying the Vietnamese money for each POW. You know, they were sending money for French soldiers that were interred, you know, to Dien Bien Phu, you know, the French thing. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if there are Americans that, you know, over there, hundreds of them still in prisons, you know, treated as war criminals, if there still might be some chance to rescue them.
You know, that's a situation, Bill, that it's painful for so many people, and I sure appreciate your call today. Thank you for bringing that up and trying to discuss it and things here today. But I think it's a situation that is, with everything else going on in the world, it hasn't quite gotten the attention over the years. It's kind of fallen by the wayside, and people, you know, if you mention the fact POWs, I mean, when I was in college years ago, I had a talk show and spoke to Colonel Earl Hopper Sr., I believe. His son was also in the military and one of the POW, and we did a whole program. We did a whole program, a couple of them. We had them in the studio. We even used the campus television station. We did a panel discussion. We talked to other vets who were there who had things they had to say. And you would not believe, even the snail mail and things that I received here in the early to mid-90s, when you were still talking about this stuff, people telling you how...
I was just talking to a professor here at the University of South Florida, and she was telling me that apparently our government, there were some people in one of the towns here locally, some Vietnamese refugees, that apparently had eyewitness reports of Americans over there in prisons, you know, still. Mm-hmm. And so as she tells me the story, that apparently there was an official government delegation that came out here and was questioning some of the refugees, you know, here just as late as 1996, apparently.
Well, you know what? We can always, and again, thank you for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. That's, you know, a whole, I mean, to have that one just spring up on me right out of the top of the hour, and it's my fault. I took the call, okay? You know, but if you don't have the information, you have a chance to prep and prepare for that kind of topic, because there is so much information that's out there. There are so many reports of things that still could be, and there's so much disinformation going around the lines of, well, you know, that's just, yeah, probably saw the tooth fairy out there too. Yeah, right, sure. I believe in my heart of hearts that that's, you know, what he said, what Bill said happened, that Nixon promised lots of money and then reneged on the deal, so they never turned him over. And I think they're still there. In what condition? I don't know. But it's painful. Just even think about it. Hey, while we're on a roll here, let's go to Jim in Indianapolis. Jim, welcome to the Tom Hartman program at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Well, how are you? I think you're doing a great job today. And
thank you.
And I think you ought to talk to IE America and see if you can't get you about 3 hours.
I got my three hours. I got them today.
Oh, I think you're doing a great job. I listen to you whenever I come through Chicago, and you had a good partner there with Nancy, and you did a good job on it.
You know what? I had and I'm not even going to use past tense. I have. I mean,
right.
I'm hoping that when everything is all said and done, that
right.
everything can work out, and you know, Nancy and I will be back on the radio together again. I haven't said anything on the air about that, either here or in Chicago. But you know what? And thank you for bringing it up, I guess, because now you're going to make me do it, and I guess maybe that's what I needed, some impetus to say it. And then I'll let you get on with your comments, Jim. I don't mean to butt
that's
in on
fine.
Your time. But Nancy is an amazing woman, and she and I have worked together for a long time, since since June of 97, on and off here and there, and then just about every weekend since the impeachment report came out. And if it wasn't for her, her and Mike Malloy both being able to have as much strength and belief in themselves and what they were doing, and then I just kind of picked it up by osmosis. I, you know, it's like watching you know, a true professional do their thing, and you just kind of emulate what they do, and you kind of fall into that pattern, and then you start using some of the same great habits and steps and things that they do.
Well, you definitely had a good growing soil.
Yeah.
And anyway, and what I call about is there's a couple of questions that I want answers to. One, I want to know why George Bush continued to read to the little children after he was told that planes had hit the World Trade Center. And number two, I'd like to know why there was an hour and 40-minute military stand down of the scramble aircraft that went that was to be, you know, sent after these two after these four hijacked aircraft. Why, you know, why were they in a stand down mode? And I believe that if we could get the papers and the files that Sun put in classification of Daddy and Reagan, we might come to some answers. And if we can get these 9/11 papers released, we might find out the answers to those questions. And I'll let you comment on that. Thanks. Well,
Jim, thank you. It's interesting. Carolyn Kay from MakeThemAccountable.com, who's helping Nancy with her campaign, has a website, MakeThemAccountable.com, which is a fountain of information. It's just overflows and floodings between that, BuzzFlash.com, Democrats.com, and CommonDreams.org. Wow. Democratic Underground. I mean, it just part of the alternative press universe that you must be taking in every day if you want to get to the bottom of these things. But I think she has a site. I think it's called What Did They Know and When Did They Know It? Within MakeThemAccountable.com. And she asks some of the same questions that you ask. And they're, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a while since I've looked at these specific questions, but I think there are at least some vague answers as to why things didn't quite work out just the way they did, and why did they stand down for an hour and 40 minutes? And why was he still reading? And why did he say that, yeah, when I saw the first plane going to the building, I thought, boy, there's a bad pilot. But he didn't see the first plane going to the building because he was sitting there in front of the kids. It's, as one of my email friends wrote me the other day, it just gets curiouser and curiouser. Hey, we're on a roll, and we'll just keep it going here. Philip, welcome to the Tom Hartman program. Ski Anderson filling in, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi. I want to build on what that caller just said. I'm an elementary school teacher. I guarantee you that if a teacher were reading a book to their class, okay, and the janitor rolled into the room and said, you know, the school garbage truck just demolished half of your car out in the parking lot, she'd be out there in a New York minute. She'd say, watch my class. I'll be back.
Right.
Now, you know, the idea that a jetliner or two of them fly into the World Trade Center and he still sits there for 20 minutes, either the guy, you know, is profoundly retarded, okay, or he knew what was happening and he felt there's not, you know, this is part of the plan. I can't imagine a teacher reading a story said, well, you know, I'm not going to go out and check and find out what the heck happened to my personal car out in the parking lot. I'm going to stay here and read this meaningless story to these kids. She'd be out there in a New York minute, I guarantee you.
Well, the other thing is when Andy Card whispers in your ear, Mr. President, there's been a situation, the plane is at the World Trade Center, and to not have any reaction at all. I mean, the first thing after I pick my jaw up off the floor and try to close my eyes because they're about as large as basketballs, like, oh, my goodness. You know, somehow we're supposed to believe he was able to check his emotions so well. And go, Mr. President, please don't react to this, but we just had a plane fly into the World Trade Center. Hope you enjoy your book.
Yeah, right.
And reading of the very Hungry Caterpillar or whatever the hell it was.
You know, I remember personally when I parked my car in front of the huge garbage dispenser, and the garbage man wanted to get in. They made me leave my class immediately to move my car so the garbage truck could pick up the garbage. You know, the thing that kills me is you're not going to hear this from Dan Rather. You're not going to hear it on Brokaw. You're certainly not going to hear it on Hannity. You're not going to hear it on Matthews. You're not, you know, this information is being repressed.
Suppressed, repressed, depressed. I mean, it's getting the full dry cleaning treatment. Philip, thank you for sharing with us today, and thank you for your call. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Questions, questions, questions. Where are the answers? Where is the sanity? Right here, the Tom Hartman Program. Ski Anderson filling in.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here again to tell you about InPhone. I hate asking people for directions. It's embarrassing. So instead, I call InPhone. And the nice operator at InPhone gives me driving directions, phone numbers, movie times, or restaurant reservations. So cling to your independence like I do. Call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Jesse sent you. Call now. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work? To a mall? To the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Doug. Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
I see trees of green.
What a great song.
Red roses too. I see them blue. For me and you.
Let's just hold on a moment here.
What a wonderful.
I'm going to try to sing. Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. That's why normally when I do the program, I try to make sure the bumper music doesn't have music, because I always find myself singing and it scares people away. Keep your hand near the microphone button, Ski. Don't start singing. If you're just tuning in and you're going, hey, that's not Tom Hartman. No, he's out today. He'll be back on Monday, I believe, with a full program for you. So please make plans to join Tom then, or even tomorrow during the regular program. I'm not sure who will be filling in, but I'm sure it'll be scintillating entertainment and very informative, because that's what this IE America radio thing is all about. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Story today, Washington Post, I believe this is where this, yes, this is Walter Pincus and Kevin Sullivan, so this is the Washington Post, excuse me. David Kay, the CIA's representative to Iraq to coordinate the search for weapons of mass destruction, has returned to Washington this week. He met with President Bush Tuesday. He's scheduled to appear today before the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Administration's officials said they expect Kay to tell senators that there has been no breakthroughs in what? The search for weapons of mass destruction. But that progress is being made in understanding Hussein's weapons programs and research that could be associated with them. The United States is still interviewing lower-level Iraqi security and intelligence officials associated with the programs, but the searching of alleged weapon sites has all but halted. Now, remember when we were told that, well, as soon as we can get these scientists out of Iraq, as soon as the threat of retribution from Saddam is gone, once they're free, okay, once they're free and they're away from him and they don't have to worry about Saddam coming to get them, that's when they will tell us about these programs. That's when we'll know. We'll know precisely where everything is, because they'll tell us. It'll be at that moment in time, when that personal zone of safety is finally established by these scientists, that we, the Americans, will provide. We'll be able to get to the bottom of these weapons of mass destruction. And what's not happening? Because the first part of the argument in this story here by Walter Pincus and Kevin Sullivan says this: despite vigorous efforts, the U.S. government has been unsuccessful so far in finding key senior Iraqi scientists to support its pre-war claims that former President Saddam Hussein was pursuing an aggressive program to develop nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. So now that they're safe, the two sons are dead, Saddam's supposedly on the run. I mean, if you were wanted to put the final nail in the coffin, here you go. But they can't get any of these guys to fess up that, guess what? Yeah, we were working on a nuclear weapon. Yes, we do. I have all these things right here. See? No, nothing there. Remember how we laughed at Hans Blix and the weapons inspectors? We know they're there. They just can't find them. We know they're there. If the weapons inspectors weren't so danged incompetent, we're going to go in there, and Donald Rumsfeld even said, we know where they are. We'll find them. Well, so far, Mr. Rumsfeld, it doesn't look like you know where they are. And you haven't found them. I mean, one guy digs up a centrifuge out of his front yard under the rose bush that he buried in 1991, is not exactly reconstituting the nuclear program. You need a little more than that. Again, one more reason we could have done all this with weapons inspectors, and we didn't need bombs where 200 and some odd American soldiers dead. Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman, 1-800-TALK-YES.
What does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements? And what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. A new report paints a gloomy picture of the future of high-tech jobs in the U.S. The world's largest high-tech consulting firm, Gartner Incorporated, predicts one out of every 10 IT jobs in the U.S. could shift overseas by the end of next year.
Every single day, corporate America is behind closed doors trying to find ways to sell off America's best-paying, highest-skilled workforce to the lowest bidder.
Marcus Courtney is president of WashTech, a subsidiary of the Communications Workers of America in Washington State. He says his union has increased its membership by 700% since beginning a campaign to expose offshore outsourcing earlier in the year.
Another huge casualty for the U.S. textile industry as North Carolina-based Pillowtex declares bankruptcy, closes 16 plants in the U.S. and Canada, and lays off 6,450 workers effective immediately. It's the second time in 3 years the linen makers gone bankrupt. This time the company says it's down and out for good.
1 year after their peaceful occupation of Chevron, Texaco, and Shell oil terminals in the Niger Delta, Nigerian women protesters are at it again. 80 women relatives of Shell employees stormed and occupied a pipeline station last week. The women are demanding jobs for their sons and spouses and microcredit loans from Shell, as well as greater infrastructure development in the oil-rich but impoverished Niger Delta.
The world's largest copper mine in Escondida, Chile, may shut down come Saturday if the miners there don't get a new contract. The latest offer from the world's largest mining company, Australia-based BHP Billiton, contains only a 1.5% wage increase and keeps health and housing benefits at sub-average industry levels. The miners want benefit parity and a 3% pay hike. The company says it has no plans to improve its offer.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Ski Anderson for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Radio Program. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. If you're listening at IEAmericaRadio.com or on the Sirius satellite network, or maybe one of the other ways to which this program is fed to you. Fantastic. Thank you for being here. I can't say how much I appreciate the fact that you'd be willing to spend some time with me, even though many of you may not have an idea who I am and wondering, well, that's not the regular guy, so why would I want to listen to that? Thanks for sticking it out. We appreciate it. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. My name is Ski Anderson, S-K-I. Yep, just like the sport. The little clip before we started yakking this segment, you know, the best of the rest of the other news and things, and it's been mentioned a couple times in the newscasts on the top of the hour from the news people as well. And being relatively close to this story here in Indiana recently, I thought it might be interesting maybe to spend a few moments on this. I know it's not along the political lines of things, but it definitely is an interesting story nonetheless, and it begs the question, what punishment, if this woman is convicted, would she be worthy of? If you haven't been following the story, let's give you a brief rundown. The Sherrill family, Shannon Sherrill, she's been missing since, 1986? She was a six-year-old. She came missing in 1986. And they've been looking for her and looking for her and looking for her, just like any family would do if a child came up missing for whatever reason. They haven't lost hope. And they're still looking and they're going forward and they're trying to find some closure. Then out of the blue, your phone rings, and it's a woman on the other end who says, you know, I think I might be your daughter. And then at the same time, of course, though, this person who just called you and said that she might be your daughter is also calling the news media saying, hey, did you know what? I think the Sherrill family maybe found their daughter. I heard that they got a call. Maybe that'd be a great story for you guys to cover. It'd be some... Wow, some good news finally. Why don't you call them up and find out more? So you get all excited, you get all hopeful, you think, oh my gosh, this is finally it. Our dreams have come true. I mean, you know, what happened with some of the recent stories? Oh my goodness, maybe this will have a positive outcome too. This is what we've been waiting for. We've built our whole lives on this. I saw the father the other day on the newscast, and before it was determined that it could very possibly be a hoax, Mike Sherrill, I mean, he was just glowing, ear to ear, smiling. Oh, finally, you know, everything that I've been hoping and praying for since 1986, it might finally be coming to happen. This could be it. This could be the break that I've been waiting for. But now it seems that the authorities have issued an arrest warrant for Donna L. Walker of Topeka, Kansas. They're charging her with a felony count of identity deception and a misdemeanor count of false informing after she claimed to be Shannon Sherrill. First Sergeant David Burston of the Indiana State Police said that we're seeking help from the public across the land to look for this woman, noting that Walker's last known address was in Topeka. Burston said that it's been emotionally, physically, and mentally exhausting for the immediate and extended family of Shannon Sherrill. I have a 5-year-old. I have a 26-month-old daughter. My son is going to be 6 later in August. I sat there in front of the TV last night, and I almost cried as hard as Mike Sherrill did. I mean, I could not and cannot imagine the horrible grief that this man must be going through again to have this woman allegedly, and let's be, you know, until she gets proven guilty, let's do that. Allegedly have done this. Donna L. Walker is her name. And it says in the story, too, that she has a history of doing this, of calling up and saying that she's somebody she's not. Where is it in this story? Let me find it here. It says something about Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's like, wait a minute. These people should not be allowed to use telephones if they're going to do things like that. I mean, there's got to be, you know, some sort of way to keep these people from doing this. The motive behind the hoax is unclear, because Walker didn't make any demands to the police or family members. They also said, without elaboration, that Walker has a history of carrying out similar hoaxes in the Virginia Beach, Virginia area. What kind of sick, twisted person goes around calling up people who are missing their children and telling them that they're them? That's just not right. And as a parent, I was crushed yesterday watching Mike Sherrill when he broke down in that press conference. And his first wife, the Shannon's mother, was at the press conference yesterday as well, but they didn't speak. And you wonder, you know, after the child came up missing, was that maybe the straw that broke the camel's back that put that marriage, on the rocks, that forced them to divorce? Was that the issue, that it was just too much, that they couldn't handle it? I mean, you know, some relationships just, you know, aren't built to withstand the pressure of something like that. And I mean, and in 1986, I mean, I don't remember this story per se from that time period where I, you know, remembering news stories from that, because I was nowhere near this part of Indiana at the time. But I mean, I can only imagine that there'd be a lot of press coverage. I mean, when kids come up missing, you know, people usually talk about it. Thank goodness we have this Amber Alert. In various, you know, it might not be in all parts of the country yet, but most of them, where we can get these messages out about these kids missing now and hopefully keep this from happening again. But what sick, twisted mind would suggest that, hi, yeah, I may be your daughter? And what sort of punishment is worthy of this person if it's proven that she is guilty? And she has a history of this, too. I mean, there's got to be some sort of mental illness, doesn't there, that would motivate someone, or that would cause someone to act in this way, to call them up and bring forth this kind of pain and agony? Does she somehow think that she's going to get away with it? I mean, it's not like on the internet, like, hi, I'm busty and sexy and 16. Why don't you meet me in Wisconsin for a great weekend? We're talking about a girl at the age of 6 who went missing. And now in the year 2003, all of a sudden, hey, Dad, would you like to get together? I mean, it's not quite the same. There's some sort of reality not being grasped here by this Donna L. Walker, who allegedly made these phone calls and claimed to be Shannon Marie Sherrill. But I don't know. As a father, I guess it just kind of hit me yesterday that there are so many sick things going on in the world that immediately after this story aired, I walked over and I gave both my kids a big hug and a kiss, and they both just looked at me like, dude, what is your problem? He didn't quite say it that way, but they had that look like, what's going on, Dad? And I've understood, I guess, from this story and some others like that, that when I was growing up, that my parents did that to me a few times, too, where all of a sudden, out of the blue, I just, you know, I was lucky enough to get a hug or a kiss or a pat on the back or something. And when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, you know, whatever, big deal, leave me alone. I'm trying to play ball with my friends here. You're ruining my rep. Come on, I'm 6. I can't have that. So I guess that's, maybe this is the introspective, try to learn more about the host, feel-good part of the program, where he tries to relate the common bonds of familial ties and how it plays in the net. I don't know. You know, and it's probably one of these topics where he's, well, they didn't get any phone calls during that segment, so I can't imagine anyone was all that interested listening. But I think it goes beyond that. I think it's one of those unspoken things that there are a lot of parents who maybe watch those news stories or who read these stories on the internet or heard about it on the radio and maybe did the same thing I did last night and just went up and gave your kids a hug or a kiss? Or you just kind of stood there in the doorway as they were playing outside last night and just kind of watched them, and you looked at them a little bit more closely and you tried to make sense of it all, how anybody could do that. You just shake your head and wonder. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. You know, that's why we do this. I mean, okay, I shouldn't say we. This is why I do this. And I guess maybe this will be the bridge to get into the next part of the program. This is why I get so upset when I read these stories about scientists denying Iraqi arms programs. The flip-flop on the air marshal schedules. George W. lying that he oversold the case for war. From the Financial Times of London, doubts mount on Powell's evidence to the UN. And then we have this policy awareness marketplace John Poindexter put together where people can log on the internet and bet when the next terrorist event's going to happen. And Larry in Georgia, who never called back earlier to take me to task for Bush bashing. It's not about Bush bashing, Larry. I think a lot of people who are listening to this program right now and have many of the same feelings who listen to the Mike Malloy program and other programs on the IE America Radio Network and other hosts that fall outside traditional clear channel talk radio, they're doing them for the same reason I am. Only they have different names. You know. Maybe they're Jimmy, Timmy, Susie, Suzanne, Spencer, Sarah, Sydney, Ernie, Melissa, whatever they are. It's not that I get some cheap thrill out of sitting here pointing out the fact that the president has lied to the American people and those 200 troops are dead. I don't get some sick, twisted joy out of going, na 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 na, I told you. But those 200 and some families, especially just the last two soldiers who were killed here in the last 2 days, in the last day, they have parents just like Shannon Marie Sherrill did. They've had their hearts stomped on. And when they get that man at the door who's in his uniform, who makes the announcement that their loved one was killed in combat, or killed in action, or killed on the battlefield, they're probably going to have a similar reaction to what Mike Sherrill had, where he just breaks down, where the emotion of having one of the most important things in your life just taken away from you. And you wonder, what was that for? Why did Donna Walker do it? Why? Why was my son in Iraq? Why? It's all about meaning. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Linda is in San Jose. Linda, thank you for calling the Tom Hartman program. I'm Ski Anderson filling in.
Hi. I wanted to point out that the reason why Bush is being criticized now is because the president is accountable to the American people. And just because he's waging a war on terrorism doesn't remove him from that accountability. He is the number one law enforcer in the United States. He's at the top of the list right there, and he's got to obey laws, and he has to be accountable to laws, and that includes the Constitution, and that includes answering hard questions. And the media's role is as our watchdog to listen to what the government says to them, and then investigate and find fraud, find lying, find cover up. You know, I really see so much cover up going on now. I mean, I just made a quick list. The most important one to Americans is the September 11 cover up involving the Saudis, and not only the Saudis and the Bush family, but so much cover up that went on around September 11 and what the president did and what he knew, all of that, and the energy policy cover up, the payoffs to Enron and so forth, which we here in California paid through the nose for.
Oh, yeah, and you guys are still going to pay through the nose.
Yes, we will.
Because
all those
contracts that they negotiated when Enron was busy inflating prices.
If we had a federal energy regulatory commission here that had some spine, we wouldn't have. And then there's the imminent threat Iraq cover-up.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And there's just no end to them.
Linda, I appreciate your comments today. Thank you for the call at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I'm Ski Anderson in for Tom Hartman. One more segment of the program coming up. Stay with us.
To create a real democracy in this country, we need to sit down and talk with other people. Democracy begins with conversation. But how do we begin the conversation? The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom has a 10-week study guide called Challenge Corporate Power, Assert the People's Rights, to help you get the conversation started in your community. It's free on the web at WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
When the gas light comes on in your car, do you tap it to try to turn it off? When you get a flat tire, do you drive around hoping it will reinflate? No. But right now, you could be ignoring a battery problem, which is why there's DieHard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. DieHard Express is more than a battery service. It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new DieHard, America's most preferred battery.
DieHard Express. Sears. Good life, great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Looking for a different way to get relief from sore muscles or achy joints? Now you can get fast, targeted relief from a name you trust. Try new Bare Muscle and Joint Cream. It targets the pain precisely. Just rub it in right where it hurts. New Bare Muscle and Joint Cream actually increases circulation at the site of pain to soothe that achy soreness fast. Take aim at the pain with a name you trust. Try new Bare Muscle and Joint Cream and get moving again, pain-free. Use as directed.
Show. The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brainshrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters...
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, this is Tom Hartman. We are slowly winding our way to the top of the hour. And then quietly exiting the studio. So nobody knows I've left the building, so they don't come track me down and try me to get to do something else here today. I've done my part. I'm out of here. See you later. Bye. And before I forget, I just want to say a big thanks to Stephanie and Brian back at the studio for doing a marvelous job today. Thank you very much. I couldn't have done it without you. And those of you in Radio Land who may not know all the things that go into putting one of these programs together, it's absolutely correct. We would have been in big trouble without their help today. So I guess as we go here today, I should give you the accurate number. I'd been going off an outdated figure for the number of troops that have been killed in Iraq since the war began in March. That number is now 249. 51 U.S. troops have died in hostile action in Iraq. I guess somehow there's a difference whether you die in hostile action or whether you die while you're there, whether you're in a car accident or whatever it may be. The fact is that your president sent you to war and you went and you died. 249 troops so far. 51 have died since they claimed the hostile action had ended. Since he walked out underneath the mission accomplished banner and said, "Hey, major combat fighting operations are over. We win. Yay, woo-hoo." All the while he's standing on the carrier of the boat looking over the skyline of San Diego, and they just happened to position the cameras just right so you didn't notice that. But that's another story. And another day, and I'm sure that somebody other than I will get to it before the next time you hear from me, because I'm not sure when I'll be back here again filling in for either Tom or Mike or whoever here on the IE America Radio Network, but it may not be that long. Who knows? My name is Ski Anderson, and the number 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Yesterday, too, in the speech in the Rose Garden, those 249 troops who have been killed, I wonder if they realize that the president finally took responsibility for the claims of weapons of mass destruction in the State of the Union after both George Tenet said, "Nope, I did it," and then Stephen Hadley says, "Whoops, I've got the memo, but I forgot, sorry." Now George says, "Well, I did it." Why? Why? Again, thank you to Stephanie and Brian at the studio. This is the IE America Radio Network, the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Ski Anderson. Thanks for letting me be part of your afternoon. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2003.
Hi,
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. A surge in military spending, partly due to the war in Iraq, gets the credit for helping to drive up the nation's gross domestic product. The Commerce Department says the GDP grew at a surprising rate during the second quarter to 2.4%. Defense spending saw its largest increase since the Korean War. The number of people out of work today took an unexpected drop last week. New numbers released by the Labor Department show weekly jobless claims fell to their lowest level since February. During the week of July 26, unemployment fell by 3,000 to an overall 388,000. It stood at 391,000 the week before. The nation's largest phone company is making last-minute preparations for a work stoppage this weekend.
A total of 78,000 unionized workers could go on strike from Maine to Virginia with about 30,000 managers training to fill in. Federally mediated contract talks between Verizon and the Communications Workers of America have stalled with the current contract.